Yes, baby.
Yes, come on yet.
Okay. I'm gonna mute.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I was trying to get a count on the number of people, and something's wrong with the phone.
It's not responding. I think it's Jasmine and on.
Okay. Well, let's begin then.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Jasmine. I'm
okay,
at the corner. You watch me come, Sarah. I'll thank you more. You talk, sorry. Kabil Rinat, Amchasad Venu, Taharenu, Noah. Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na gibor Doshe yechutcha Kevavat Shamayim Yom Gimel Dalet Yitzat Shem Bahem Tacharem Rachame Sitkacha Tamid Gamlein Etet Reish Saditav Gimel Chasim Kadosh Sperosucha Nael Adata Etkufet Tetnunayim Yachid Geyer Lamha Penei Zokrei Kirushata Yid Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Dalumo Shin Kufav Zadi Yitzah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Elachum v'chanun. Erech apayim. V'ra'al chesed v'emet. Notze chesed la'alabim. Notzea won v'afesha. We're now going to connect to the year 5778 and its energy, its essence of bowing time in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayichal Vayavo, Hamelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech Hatavo, Natamar Achoti, Utlabev Le'ene, Shite Levivot, Yevre, Mi Adam. The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshinayim Chet. The letters of that name are separated by three letters each. Chatati Odiacha Vavoni Loki Siti Amarti Ode Ale Shai Ladonayo He Wahe Beata Nasata Avon Hatati Sela. The year 5777 also has two verses. The first one that we study is from Lamentations. It's chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod sadimi katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like feathers. And the final letters of these words, Giryam, which translates as the Sea of Tenants. The second verse that has the name of the year, Tashinayim Zion, concealed within it, and letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each in this verse. Kim Ba Adonai Eloheichem tadivaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, as the energy of the year of the pause, there are again two letters, two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha-yulimat v'lo yachlu l'ha-shib et kol ha-olot v'yehaskum acheichem ha-levim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitka'atshu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we are able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hehe Aka'a Rekaha. The second verse for the, connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Yitru ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad ki biya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first, Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalu tishem imeni lo tapeni ad bilyuki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Udu mikol hamachavo iyam asher yitchabe sham ushatem eilai el nachon v'halakti yitchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'kipasti oto b'kol alfei yichuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy in all of the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami Israel untati vushakam tafta zilo yirgaz od zilo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher berishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God during this month of Kislev. It connects to silence. We will just scan the letters, but I will say the name of the row out loud so that we can all stay connected and in unity. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3. Row 4. Row 5. Row 6, row 7, row 8, row 9, three names that connect to the year 5778 within this chart. Name number 13, name number 14, and name number 30. The names from the Sabiqin, we follow in the same pattern. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3. Row 4. Row 5. Row 6. Row 7. Row 8. Row 9. Tonight's Sabiqin, those who chose to leave this 19th day, I'm sorry, the 18th day of Kislev. Rabbi Eliezer Zev, Ben Rabbi Yitzhak Rosenbaum of Rachov, Rabbi Abraham Nachasid, Rabbi Shlomo Kanji of Morocco, the Admor Yosef Yitzhak from Avruch, Rabbi Ariele Darshan of Posen, Rabbi Baruch of Mezibah, Rabbi Yehuziel Shmoke of Zasso, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak of Ovrich, Rabbi Mordechai Alishberg of Boisk, Rabbi Chaim Zvi Ehrenreich, Rabbi Zvi Menachem Teller, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Horowitz. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach we say in a whisper. So tonight's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find the link on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in row 19, the last row, the second column from the left. It says Tikkuni Zohar landing page. When you click on that, it opens up to the landing page. And please scroll down to class 17, which we will be starting at section 19A, and it is Tikkun 4. And I will start with a Rishen Yehud. Rishen Yehud could shabbe ku ish kinte bik yinuwer 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 yinuwer. Ve'achta l'shem yinuwer bevate b'yichud ashurim l'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Ve'ino amadunai Eloheinu aneinu ma'aseh yadenu kanenei aleinu ma'aseh yadenu kanenei. Tikkun bereshit v'gomer, v'haaretz hayta, tohu v'avohu v'inu nazgi alechet gimel yitzhak tzadi. Kufre Shayim Sin Ted Nun, Nun Gimodal Yukav Shin, Et Ket Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel, Chet Kuf Bet Ket Nun Ayim, Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayim Kuf, Shin Kuf Vav Tzadi Yud Tav, Bok Shin Kuf, Ko Et Vi Et Ayat Le'yameh Amar ve'ayat le'yanatil. Eser amiram, amiram, inun ve'lev shavilin ve'kal ho. Talayim min ayak. Veda ayru ava ava bamode yak alet yudei bechosh vlan ode yak gainun sheva safirin kalilan bishava shamahen vikalho Kalilat lom bat sheva, Kaleyat sefira mikalaho, sefira, teyaha la reshulia raka, iraka an vilashkva'a, Tatain Ela, the Beit Sheva, the Gindia Yehi, Kishura de Kalho, Sefiran Daya, Sefiran Halo, Marikin Livarmina, Hawa Pura Roda, Ugindaleat. Reshulia raka, sefira leshum, atar barmina, legabe tatain, uginda itmar. Deel, yitachalal, chake chachmato, fegomar kiin bizot, וזאת יבה אחרון אל הקדש בדלעית רשו לנביאו וכך קימה למען הדע לעילה שום מידה אל אבא וגינה יצמר ומשה Ala el ha'alakim, ve'David begina, amarimatan, shenat le'ina le'achba anefe, tenoma adamsa, makom la'shem mihu shalimu, ve'adam shalimu, ve'yachoda, Shalimo de Shamat Kabisha, Shalimo de Kol Safira, the Safira Tat Tekona Kamisha, the Reishit Bet Reishit Nekuda Bechai Kalaya. The high Nekuda Ayahi Mechashban Mechashba Satima Dokake High Alayh Al Yehu Tzadamin Legabia De Rabbi Shimon Amar Leya Rabbi The High Bet Petitcha Ayehi, im ken b'amai ayehi, b'chashva satima, be'ela b'resh, d'reish hor manaota, d'milaka b'tzbotza ne, b'karadinot, God midarid, Meshiche Chai Nekuda, Nafik Mimei Kav, Kesit Satin Nibyut Sotza, Ahu Mechashava, Kegavnadamim sofit tikadamaita ayimim sutima vikad it shafa pavda yehi vavmin hamada ayehi it patchat vaita vidat bet vada beroshit bereshit bet reshit nekudan behekalaya behekalaya behekada yehi mem sofit sutima ayehi mem ladata melama raka rada Subham Hamam Mashra Vahita Vidat Azke Ugine Itmar Gape Kola Tahale Mikodashit Vitava Viala Itmar Gotara Begula Lama Milt Beazaka Dayehi Lo Chavir Velo Somech Velo Ocham Velo Yerok Velo Gavon Kelal Vekad Itpashta Beanahara Ayehi Avadat Gavyanin Lianahara Beraza Demila Ota Ort Kishoma Vekomer Kadayehi Orneotef Veloit Pashat Vayehi Hu Sutima Sutim Itkare Ovir Or sitin beat yud nakuda behekala kadabik yud meayvi atkalya or the daihu viyamar Elohim yehi or the chamesh simnain or inun beovada Devarashit Vinun Hashem Vial Yafu Itmar Mi Medad Peshalu Mayim Veda Darava Yamina Vihu Gavin Chavir Vishamem Berazot Takan Dadero Ashima Allah Dehu Gavin Somech Yukal Beshalisha Afar Haaretz Dagufa Amuda Beemsaita Dagavin Yuk Beshakel Betalas Harim Rabbi Shimon refers to the 42-letter name of God, which references the first 42 letters in Bereshit, up to formless and void. We can go into detail here concerning the Adabakoah, or the 42-letter name of God. These holy names are descriptive of the 10 Sephirot and the 32 paths that make their internal structure. Each phrase of the seven verses of the Anabakoa is also considered to be a name of Hashem. My commentary. It is well known that the first 42 letters of the Torah, from Bet of Bereshit to the Bet of Vahohu, there is only one issue. When one looks at these 42 letters, they are not the same letters as the prayer, the meditation of the Anabakoah. The Kabbalah teaches that one may utilize the letter substitution techniques taught in the Kabbalah, which is available on the Hashem website, in the classes on the Hebrew letters. There is one limitation. A letter can only be substituted twice to reach the acceptable letter. If it takes three substitutions to reach a particular letter, the Kabbalah explains that this sequence of letter substitutions is pasul, is not appropriate. These names are the recognition of the holiness that is present throughout the seven corresponding sefirot, relating to the seven below Bina, as described by the phrase, daughter of seven. All seven sefirot partake of the holiness sent from above, meaning they include the awareness of all that is through the way that things work, that through the way that things work themselves in and through creation. The completion of unity is the understanding that the end is contained within the beginning, just as the end also proves the beginning. We go into detail concerning the Anabakoach, or the 42-letter name of God. These holy letters, these holy names, are descriptive of the 10 sefirot and the 32 paths that make their internal structure. The daughter of seven is Bina, because below her emanate the remaining seven sefirot. Here in consciousness, Bina represents the distilling of the higher emanations of the initial thought. The brilliance and then its course of action, Bina contains a seed that unfolds. Your wisdom is then only as strong as your immediate understanding of this process, whereby the flow of consciousness comes into manifest being. This is the quest to the to be mastered. There is no other. Tikkun 5. Bereshit bet reshit nekuda b'chikalo v'zohad anakoda hayah machashava setituma. Bereshit, Beit Reshit, the point of this temple, this point here is hidden. Thought, Sitoma, but Mechashava. In the meantime, Elijah, by chance, to Rabbi Shimon, he said to him, Rabbi, Beit is open. How then is the thought within it hidden? It is hidden because the nature of thought that is being impressed upon consciousness is that the attainments run deeply into the nest that is your inner being. I am adding. Thoughts come from outside of yourself. That outside includes your higher levels of your unconscious. This leads to the logical conclusion that one needs to ask why that thought comes to you, and especially at that moment. So there is the point within the bet, and it is the yud that blocks the light, that becomes the or once removed. This is the defining light. It is mentioned five times, because the hey is the defining characteristic of the divine name, including both outflow of the first hey and the resulting malchut that is the second hey. Yud is the limiting factor, while vav is the expanding, connecting influence, and the two heys are the reflection of one upon each other, producing the impressed vision in unified sympathy. So how is this question answered about the hidden thought that Elijah asked Rabbi Shimon about? It is this. The hidden thought is the seed that is enclosed in darkness, which then responds to the light, which is its inspiration. This hidden thought becomes revealed as the extension of its intention. This is the bhav, the seed growing into the sprout, and then the sapling and at least the tree. Our thoughts follow similar extensions and transformations of state. And there are five mentions of life in the act of creation, and they are hey, five. And about them it is stated, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? There are five levels of life. The hey of the divine name are akin to the five soul levels. The nefesh, the ruach, the neshama, the chaya, and the yeshida. Always one, there is the reflection of the other, increasing in complexity, until becoming unified in yeshida, where the complexity resolves into simplicity, revealing the hidden thought and the intention as the idea that is reproduced through transformations of the thinking cycle. At first, you have the inkling of an idea which may not be available to you on the surface, but through the meditation and deep need, it comes through and bursts through the soil of your imagination, growing with your attention, and then becoming through the process of the way things work, the thing upon which it was intended. At every step along the way, there is consciousness that acts as the guiding pathway to the inner discoveries that reveal themselves. And the hills considered in the balance, two pillars of truth. This hay that is shining through five colors, five times revealed the light yuridin, is the measure. The hay on high, the higher the hay is five mentions of light below. The hay is the live five colors, light shining through five. Does anyone have any questions? Section 19B. Ugvot, ugvot, b'maz amim hare le'abim simki tzamki ke'eshotechai Hashem ayehi At Pashatat, Leanahara Bechamesh Gadim, Teinun Chamesh Zamanin, Or Yud Ayim Mada Bila, Hashem Al-Ila Chamesh Or Hashem Tata Chamesh Gavinim, Genacharim bechom chamesh, or the tradit pashtit, Hashem milaya, the anahara. Vashem tata bechamesh, gavinin genacharim, gila miyad at pashat. The Gabe, the Dahi Yehu, No Tashema Yinkaria, O Da'a, Kadayi Mechira, the Gevadin, Dila, Itmar Be, the Rataya, the Zapor Barit, Olam, The Rayataya, the Hakshitaha, Katola, the Mana, the Mat ta sha ta de ga be be la o ma yi te no ta sha ma in ta ya ra ya ti ha te bi a la de ga ba de da yu ra za de ka fa ma du ma da ta ye yi yu Ka ayehu jaz mahafiyo na dadi ayo ayehi yud zubatar dayehi natala shama kadisha itavida ayehi mada matata Ohila kemadu na bada ayehi bada meyese yarin kach ayehi ama besitra ilot zavdalila measer amot hadahu dikin eser amot orich Atarish v'day v'dayed v'yamah Hashem mila'a v'chatsi v'yamah chay tata'a arish hayeriya'a ha'achat gaza v'yamah itkari Hashem Tata achatzi haemet haima begin deitkari at mecha torosa lachem o habekuda kad selaka legabe aleph daayahu o vi sitim Ata kare kamet, komet, satim, begin ya va kamet, ha kohen noshem, malkom so, va yehi mechashava, satima mem sofit, satima vipatacha, Dila mai liu, petach bada zavayehu, nadli nadvi, kegazna da, alef keda itparash, mida nadkuda, ayuhu rakia, petachot, V'day nato al oshi ha-chamaya di-ahi mitu-ta Tiklamet may hadahu piti V'damot al oshi tachiya Rakiya man hayada malkut Dayuhi mitzut Tata min rakia Kegavna da Aleph rakia da Tzadik Vehai hayehi chayim Chaya Asher tachat Alke Yisrael roshi techaya Tilata netzach vahod vayayat faya ila'a kegavna da alef veda yud vedah vayayihi ila'a da yahi al harakia vayahi mecha shava Alaya K Keter Beresha Tikala Rakia Dila Ila Yaha Ayahi Atrit Tiferet Reishin Dila Tadrin Teruin Beet Atra Beresh Berosh Abba Vayama Ve'ihi Keter Ila'a Veda Reshin Dila Le'ela Inun Abba Vayama Ayuhi Bekol Atar Tutsa Dila Le'ela Dugin Dila Saita the sofa Dila Tata Kalala the Yasban Kishama Uma Parash Reishi Dila Dila Iraza Dita Mi the Gomer Dila Mem Saita Ita Raza Dinun Gufa Lutarva Hu Bikutsa Dila Lutata Raza Dika Tuda Lita Ta Yehire Hai Nakuda Mainukbin Ulila Min de Koin, the key of Saita. Ubin Salka, the Ela Rakia, Afrish, Bene Yahu. Adialat ha'olot shavilon shavim yudnem masitra da vaivi masitra da vav be'em saita kegavna da yudvav da ya ha Vilein Koho Karabin Le Elat Sahalo Razadmila Viaish Alakain Et Shine Hama Aroy Roakbot Hagal Dulim Vinun Shavin Hadahu Dictiv Vayahi Vihaya or Halavana Traor Tachamesh Hakama Tachate Kamet Ihu Tzitim Liat Yud Mikol Sitra Ayila Vim Tzaita Vatata Vedakumet Tzitim Utalat Sipiran Sitrin Pitu Dilia Ayahu Bechamasha Or Dinum Chamesh Etzvahan Alayin Vayinun Hashem Mila'a Section 19b. Within consciousness, nothing comes to light without the inner awareness of that something that is going on. This is the basis for the entire progression of creation that is depicted there. Love immediately spreads itself towards her. How do we measure this awareness? It is with the Yud that is the initial spark of awareness, and Vav that is the connections that are made between the Yuds
that are shining there in the dark. Through these conscious connections that what happens, a curtain is formed by the extension of Vav via the five Hays, shining from the awareness of Yud that comes through. The Yud is bejeweled because it is the point of manifest awareness within. The husband is the progenitor of all that comes from the seed of inspiration, nurtured by the awareness of the Shekhinah. Therefore, the Medida Shel Kav, the line of measure, is the verification of that consciousness. It's the verification of that awareness, accessible everywhere now as the reference to the husband, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the holy name that is recognized above and below. Specifically, these measurements of cubits are the points all along the Vav, where the awareness attaches itself above and below. The lower hay called broken matzah, or bread of poverty, because it is furthest from the awareness, and yet, ironically, it is the most accessible. This alludes to an insight we can understand simply, which is the reflection of something much higher that is not immediately available to our breaking it down into areas of clarity. Again, within consciousness, this handful that the priests take is the blocked mem, or hidden thought. What is the priest? The priest is that area of connection that raises our awareness on high to give us the insight necessary to make the higher connection. Now, in this pregnant place of connection, we find the Chaya, the transmitters of connection from above to below, itself Malchut, symbolized by the lower half of the Aleph. The Tzaddik in this firmament is the one who makes the higher connection, and then Ursus, in the transmuted meaning of everyday Netzach, and Hod, mirrors, the pillar of Chesed and Gevurah above, in that they establish timing. They establish firmly and root the connections made from the Vav via the five Hays of light shining forever in the created firmament for the beginning of the place of beginning. Continuing this illusion, there is the higher connection, also called Chaya, higher thought. Higher thought is taking place via the higher crown with the mirror of the higher Vav, forming the crown of Gloria, the crown of glory. And as higher thought weaves through simultaneously along the pathways now of discovery, herein what takes place is the joining of father and mother, yet we refer now to the feminine aspect of creation, which is its Shekhinah, or mirroring relationship. This relationship appears the same as each yod, or point of inspiration, whereby the flowing of higher thought awakens the hidden thought, and the process unfolds in the mystery of the letters, the cantillation notes, even to the tip, which is the mystery of the vowel points. This is a deep mystery that takes on the qualities of holiness, fulfilling itself along the way. See now that these feminine waters below are the rising of a fountain that overflows in the firmament above, partaking of the higher masculine waters that make their connections via the Vav, the five Hays, and the symbolism of the higher and lower Aleph. These waters are called so because they collect both the higher thought and the hidden thought, and out of their collection and overflowing, the firmament of becoming is forever awakened, and then is resisting, and then is resting. The debate that is for the sake of heaven may be compared to our prayers that seek unity above. They are crying for that higher thought to awaken the hidden thought so that the firmament will in turn be awakened, bringing about the flow that is the awareness of creation and the cause of all causes. This is the king. What our prayers do when they are successful is to align themselves with the cause of all causes, mirroring the above and then overflowing below, so that as life follows, life prayers are answered only with above, only from above. Look and see the two great luminaries, for they are the symbols of your own creation that takes place within consciousness. It is the way that things work. The light of the moon may be compared to our thoughts that have not yet awakened to the awareness of higher thought, and therefore their light is dim. The light of the sun conversely represents the light of the awareness of higher thought, which emanates from the higher. Which emanates via HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These two, the sun and the moon, are our limited thought and higher thought, become equal when the moon rises to the sun and shares the same space or understanding of the way things work. Unlike the moon or sun, which are physical objects, our consciousness is only limited by the awareness of our perceptions. When our perception is unleashed, then our thoughts become one with the higher thought, giving us the awareness now of the way things work. We become aware of the lights of higher thought by our contemplation of them, recognizing their orientation in the space of holiness. In this way, like an architect, we envision the plan of creation. And as we do so, we learn that we are at the same time active participants in its ebb and flow. And the mystery of the word, for behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves came around about and bowed down to my throat. Excuse me, to my sheaf. It is Aleph, when Kolam above, all by Joseph, dreamed and rose. That is the end of section 19b, and also of our class. Are there any questions? Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, questions and answers. I hope you are all well and happy and are preparing for Hanukkah. Shalom to all.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.